But I have made up my mind, and I trust you've done the same. I don't care where I find myself, or what I find myself in, or what is going on, I will not give up my praise. Hallelujah. For praise belongs to you. God inherit the praises of his people. There are benefits in praise. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. So the psalmist says, I will. This is Psalm 34:1. 34:1. Thank you, Jesus. I will. Who will? I will. Nobody making me do it, and nobody stopping me from doing it. I have made that decision. I will that. I will bless the Lord at all times. How often will I do? I will bless him. How often? At all times, his praise shall continually be in my mouth. Thank you, Lord. Because praise is what I do. Praise is what God has given to me to express what's in my heart to him. And some way and somehow, and it's the God's way and the God's how. Words carry power. God's words are powerful. God's words are God himself. Hallelujah. And when you speak God's words, they bring to you what the word says. Hallelujah. That's why the enemy tried to cower you down and make you feel bad and don't say anything. And what if it doesn't happen? But I'm telling you, it happened because God said it. And now I stay with the word long enough. Hallelujah. I stay with the written word long enough, feeding on it, meditating in it, till that word, what God has said, that his saying now have become my saying. It's what I say about it, because that's what he said about it. Right. Hallelujah. And because he said it, I'm saying it now. Hallelujah. And when I express my praise to God, there are words that have been released in the atmosphere that the eye can't see. But bless God, they're powerful, they're real. And you can only see them and understand what is going on by faith. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. So the psalmist again says in Psalm 9 and verse 1, and I'll read down through the third verse. Here it is again. I will. Who will? I will praise thee. This is personal. Now, you have to will to do it. I made the choice. An individual member of the body of Christ says, I will. What about you? I will. O Lord, I will praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. How? With my whole heart. I will show forth all thy marvelous work. How do you show forth God's marvelous work? By giving thanks. When you believe you receive what you ask for, you say, thank you, Lord. And when you thank him, and it manifests, people can recognize that something happened to you. Something has come on you. Something has happened in you. Something's going on around you. You are different from the last time I saw you. You got something now that you didn't have the last time I saw you. You're looking different. You got a smile now where your face was looking funny before. Something had happened to you. So I will show forth. How? he healed me, how he filled me, how he set me free, how he lift me up, how he encouraged me, how he strengthened me, how he protected me, how he brought me out. Hallelujah. I will show forth all of his marvelous works. I will be glad and rejoice in thee. Why are you so happy? Why are you rejoicing? Why are you shouting? Why are you hollering? Why are you acting like that? I will be glad. I choose gladness and I will rejoice. Hallelujah. And not only will I be glad, not only will I rejoice, but I will sing some praise. Hey, I will praise thee. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. I sing praises to thy name. There is a name that I know. It's like no other name that is named. And that name belongs to me. There is a name that is above every name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I will sing praises to thy name, O thou most high. You are most high. You're higher than the heavens. You're most high. And I will sing praises to your name. Hallelujah. And when I sing and express and say to you, hallelujah, how great you are. You're high and lifted up. There's no one can reach the height of you and take over and let you become subject to them. No, you are the most high God that's seated in the heavenly place. And you're seated there to reign forever. And you call us in Christ to join you there. Hallelujah. That we may reign with you forever. That's why I praise the Most High God. Hallelujah. Because there are no circumstances that comes up against you, can overcome you when you know the greater one is in you. And you know that he is, that he is, that he is. The great I am, hallelujah, have moved on the inside of you to live forevermore. Thank you, Jesus. So he said, when I praise him, when my enemies are turned back, they shall fall and perish at thy presence. When I praise you, there's the praise not only glorify and magnify God and make him bigger in your eyes, in your life, but it also is a weapon against the enemy. It cuts him down. It destroys his ability to manifest himself. It silences him. It dumbfounds him. It put him on mute. And you can see his lip moving, but he ain't saying nothing. Woo. Thank you, Jesus. I said, thank you, Jesus. So we don't panic. We don't panic. We don't panic in time of adversity. We don't panic. We don't give up. We don't faint. But we got to praise. Hello, somebody. Thank you, Jesus. The first thing we need to recognize that praise is the act of your will.